Welcome to another edition of Glancing at the Stars. As I mentioned last week, astrology stands out among other disciplines because its focus is on time and timing. The basic premise of astrology is that the start of any event, whether it's a business, nation, relationship, a trip, etc., as well as the birth of an individual, contains a blueprint of the structure of that event. Astrology depicts this blueprint through the planetary positions at the moment in time and space that the event begins. The matrix of planets and other astrological elements and their interrelationships at that exact moment in time and space create a unique blueprint or signature. Just like a blueprint for a building can and likely will be changed due to financial, material, or technical considerations, so will a blueprint for any life event be affected by the choices made by the person or people involved. Where the blueprint or signature for an event derives from time and place, the choices we make after the start of any event relate to timing. Transits, which are the positions of the planets today or sometime in the future, relative to the planets at the start of an event, are about timing. I realize this may be a bit complex, so I will try to put it simply. Your birth chart is based on time, and transits to your birth chart are about timing. Specifically, transits activate in various combinations and at various times the potentials, the challenges, that is, the components that make up your life's astrological blueprint. The choices you make based on transits impacting your birth chart affect how closely your life conforms to the blueprint or signature shown at your birth. From an astrological point of view, our natal charts and the transits activating our natal charts limit our choices because the planets and other astrological elements have specific and finite meanings, although there is a wide range to choose from. As I see it, real freedom is when we can dispense with the blueprint altogether, and along with it, our identification to our separateness and individuality. Speaking of freedom, this week starts with a harmonious aspect or trine between Sun and Uranus. This is a great time to do something out of character, to make changes more easily, or to recognize the excitement that comes from releasing yourself from your attachments. Have fun looking at life differently than normal. Until next time, I'm Nick Symington for Glancing at the Stars.